Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You want to try that?
No, I'll mess it up.
Hour number two. See, that's all that was an easy one.
Bed. I really let myself down. I let the whole team down. I feel like I let
That's
everybody.
Okay. That's okay. You've rallied nicely.
Thank you.
I was trying to give you another chance to redeem yourself, but, you know.
I feel like messing up the blitz once is enough. Maybe next time.
That wasn't the whole blitz. You just messed up the intro, which is fine. I just, you know, the only negative would be if somebody were listening for the first time.
And that's
how they're introduced to the show.
And they were like, that was awful.
They were like, what the hell? Smart. All right. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. You'll have to text the show because we don't take calls on the road. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Also, Twitter, at Fred Fauer, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is Funny, at Aaron is Blitz, at Producer T. Scott, and at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. I kind of feel like I need to change my Twitter handle, and so does Tyler.
Why?
Because
why?
We've got Barry is Funny, we've got Aaron is Blitz, we've got, you're what, Tyler Cito now, is that it?
No, I'm at Tyler Drew Scott.
Tyler Drew Scott?
I changed it to a more professional one whenever I got the title.
Oh, my God.
Because
I wasn't a producer anymore.
That's true, but
he shaved.
Tyler Drew Scott. You didn't correct me in the first hour.
I know.
Dickweed.
Well, I didn't correct you last week either.
Well, why not? You should have. You got it wrong.
You got it right the first week, and then I thought you remembered, but then you didn't.
Well, no, because you know how hard it is to keep up with all you people,
especially if you change it a lot.
Yeah,
I've changed it once since I've been here.
I think you changed it a couple times just on Sundays.
Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh.
Those on Sundays don't count, Barry.
Oh,
you know that?
Kiss my ass. Sundays count. You saying Holly doesn't count? You saying Josh and Jerry Bo don't count?
Yeah, Jerry.
They count to me, damn it.
Our old Sundays don't count.
Jerry Bo had to go to Jerry Bo Knows with an S because apparently his Twitter got hijacked by some German thing.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story behind it.
He basically, whenever he hits on a soccer match, he posts a goal from that game or something.
Yeah.
And some German company, has the rights to some old goal that he posted, and they shut him down.
What?
They reported him.
That's horrible.
And got his account suspended.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. So he went to an S or a Z?
To an S. He was at a Z.
He's only got, 200 followers. So if you're looking for Jerry Bo's soccer, go to Jerry Bo Knows with an S now. Right?
Gotcha.
JD said, I did hash once back in 94 and melted into a couch for 2 hours. Said, P.S., I never did coke because of Lynn Bias also. That was my generation's scare.
Lynn Bias?
Yeah.
See, someone told me if you did coke, and, put a hole in your nose.
Let's be honest.
That's what scared me.
Let's be honest. He did it more than once. But at the time, yeah. I'm a kid.
Right.
And you hear that, and you're like, okay, I don't really need to do that.
See, someone had told me that if you did cocaine, that it would burn a hole in your nose. And that was all I needed to know to not do it.
But if you look at everybody, if you look at every famous person,
they've done
their noses are just fine.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Pretty sure Brad Pitt's nose, just fine.
And is he a...
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Well, I kind of would like... I think we should start that rumor, even if he's not. We'll just start tweeting it out.
I agree.
You said you never did LSD or any of that stuff?
I'd like to do peyote at some point.
Shrooms?
I wouldn't mind trying that.
See, that kind of stuff scares me. Because I would be the guy, because that was the other thing. You did LSD, people would say, oh, you'll jump out a window and kill yourself. I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty low on my list of things to do.
I only have 3 stories, so whatever window I jump, I'm just going to break a leg or something. I kind of feel like it would help with, like, if I'm going to write whatever fiction I'm writing, I think it would help. Because when I get really stoned, I see some incredible stuff, and I write it down. And then the next day, half of it doesn't make sense, but the stuff I remember turns into stories. And it really does help with the creative process. So I kind of think I'd like to do that kind of stuff just so I could write about it, what the experience was like. And use that in a character somewhere because it's hard for me. And I don't know if you've had a chance to read the book yet, but there's no heroin, there's no any of that because I've never done it. I don't know how the experience is. I've been around people who have, and I can kind of speculate. But, yeah, there's a lot of weed and alcohol and sex and mafia because I know that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's all things that I've experienced. And so, to me, I'd like to do that from a creative standpoint at some point.
See, and that's why I like marijuana because – I've only written a few jokes while high, but it was all about getting high, by the way.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from with this.
Yeah, it was about that experience. It does flip something in your brain that makes you creative. But I don't know. All of the hallucinogenics and all that just scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm a chicken, though. I don't.
I'm at a point where, I want to do some things I haven't done in my life yet. And there's that there, but I don't really much bucket list things that if I never go well, like I've never been to Europe at all, so I want to do that. Love to go to Amsterdam, and do that whole experience. But I like to go to Australia. That'd be kind of cool.
Do you have anything like on my bucket list? At one point, I wanted to run a marathon and skydive. I ran a marathon, and the only reason I wanted to skydive because I'm scared of heights. You don't have anything like that? It's all travel related?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
I don't really have anything else left in my life that I haven't done that I want to do. Like, the Northern Lights thing would be cool.
Yeah.
But, I've kind of, and I'm older than you, so I've had more opportunities. But, I've been to every possible sporting event I could want to go to. I've been to every city in the U.S. and Canada and Mexico that I want to go to. I've played in the World Series of Poker. I've done all these things that were fun and great. And, it's kind of like, don't want to sound like I'm about to die or anything, but I don't really have a whole hell of a lot else.
I'm going to miss you so much.
Okay, is it weird that I find Faye Colley really attractive?
Weird at all.
It's extremely strange because.
No. Although, how does that translate with real Holly?
Because she's.
Now maybe it does make it weird.
I know, it made it very weird because she's kind of my degenerate little sister. So.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very awkward.
This is very, what is it, House Lannister of you?
True.
Is that,
yeah? Yeah, I kind of see myself as Tywin a little bit.
Did you hear them doing that this morning, by the way?
No.
They were trying to come up with on their show, on John and Dale. I don't know the show name. There's a lot of names in one of them. And the bench is easier for me to remember.
Right.
But then afterwards, it's like, I don't know, it turns into a 7 thing. But they were... who pinpoint who on that show was what character in Game of Thrones. And I thought that was interesting. They didn't really expand out to other shows because they were worried they would hurt people's feelings, which I thought that's the whole fun of it at that point. I mean, the listeners get stupid, and they did,
of course.
But that I thought that was kind of interesting, that what characters would be what at our station. They didn't expand. They just kept to their show. But I was like immediately.
But there's only three of them on the show.
Well, there's four because you got Raheel, Dale, John, and Lance.
Oh, Lance was still there.
Okay. Yeah. Lance was still doing it.
I think Raheel would be like the character Ed Sheeran did. He was there for like one appearance.
That's it.
And you recognized him, and that was it.
They're like, I can't do that anymore. I just said, who's the little person?
Tyrion.
That's got to be Charlie. That's where it starts. Right? Because
yeah.
He's kind of the mastermind. He's the smartest of them all, but he's also the shortest.
I don't think Charlie drinks the way Tyrion does.
Well.
I mean, that whole I drink and I know things.
He knows things, but he's like, that's why I say he really knows things.
He does, but I don't think he drinks enough.
And then I said AJ was the butchy knight.
Oh.
What's her name? Rhianne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No,
AJ
I think
was.
AJ is more like the Hound.
Is he? See, I said you were the Hound.
Oh, really?
And AJ was the butchie because y'all, you know, team up and you fight on air, but you really have this attraction to each other. Not
no,
like that.
No. Now you.
No, like you get along. It. Like you get along. You fight a lot, but you get along.
I'm more like Tormund.
Who? I see. I don't know who that one is.
That's the Wildling guy with the hair. Tormund giant.
Tormund.
Yeah.
I've. Huh?
Yeah. He. So,
somebody said I was the gay one. Whichever one that is.
Well, let's see. There was Renly, but he's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, that's what they said I was.
You're Renly?
Yeah. And then I didn't know who that was, so I started Googling, and I was like, the first part that you read is like, oh, he's really handsome.
He is.
And then you read that he's gay, and I was like, well, that's not nice.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Now
I sound like Trey.
Just because I like. Never mind.
Right now, Buffalo beating Arizona State 84-64, 4:25 left in that one. Oregon up on Wisconsin 46-39. No wonder Joel left. Although he called that one.
He did.
Nothing,
it's in his bracket.
Yeah,
I validated it.
The only upset, well, I guess kind of an upset in the 10-7, but UC Irvine knocked off Kansas State. That's a 13-4. And Iowa did knock off Cincinnati 79-72. OU rolled 95-72. And Tech with an easy win over Northern Kentucky 72-57. Tennessee over Colgate 77-70. I don't know what the spread was because I didn't bet it, but I'm pretty sure they didn't cover. And Virginia beat Gardner-Webb 71-56. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. NASCAR Johnny in the house.
Word.
About to hit the road. Dude's lost a lot of weight, man.
Yeah, yes.
If you want to get in, text the show, 71780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Out here at Twin Peaks. And if you're just getting off, there's some tables open for you. Come on out. The food is terrific. The views are scenic. And, yes, I think we have the very best waitress, though, of all of them.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, no doubt on that one.
Top notch.
But, yeah, we're out here. And come on out. Enjoy the beer. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the games. And UH starting in an hour. So... you got time to get out here. Plenty of room in the valet lot, too. And also, if you're interested, do you have more shirts, Barry, or was that the other one?
I do have more shirts. Yeah, they're in the trunk of the car if you want to.
Okay. So Barry has shirts for sale.
Yeah.
I have a couple of the novels left over if you want to come buy one.
Highly recommend it.
It's I will sign it for you. So got and I've got a credit card swiper and everything, so you don't need to bring cash or anything like that.
Nice.
So But just a few left that I have with me. So if you want to get one, come on out and be happy to sign it. But we're hanging out. So here's the names that they came up with, that I guess Jermaine came up with. He had me as Tyrion.
You like that?
Yes and no, although, I mean, character-wise, fits.
Okay.
Size-wise, no. You know, that's the only problem.
See, that's the thing. If you're doing this, it has to be character and physical, right?
Well,
which is why I put Charlie on the little guy.
Yeah, yeah. But
and that little guy's smart.
I mean, and I am a lot like Tyrion in that I drink and I know things. AJ the Mountain. Okay. I still think the Hound would be better for him. Because Zombie Mountain, not nearly AJ-like.
Right.
Aaron is Gendry.
I don't know. See, I know, like, I've watched every episode, but yeah. I know, like, three characters.
Gendry is the bastard son of Robert Baratheon.
Oh, okay.
And he's a handsome, but he's also kind of boring.
Is he? Well.
Yeah. So okay. That probably fits Aaron. Tyler is as the Hound, I don't see that.
Oh.
He's not, no offense. You're
Tyler's Hodor.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hold on, let me turn my mic off.
Bitch!
He's got, Granado is Tywin Lannister, which I could see that.
Okay.
Lance is Walder Frey. I'm going to say no. Raheel is Littlefinger and Del is Joffrey.
I don't know about that either.
Nah, I think it falls apart once you get to Lance.
Yeah.
I mean, I could accept Tyler as the Hound. I don't like it. I think Tyler is more like Lady Olenna, but...
You want me to turn my mic on again?
No, not really.
Poor Tyler. He's taking a beating over here on this.
Which one was Lady Olenna, the one that killed Joffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's just a woman. That's all. You're offended by that, and you shouldn't be.
I'm not really offended by it.
Women are cool.
I forgot who she was for a second.
Yeah. No.
Then why are you getting offended by being called Winley?
Yeah, where is Barry on here? You're not on here.
That was another.
Where's Joel? Okay, yeah. So this list.
Oh, that's the that on that tweet.
Yeah.
From.
Oh, dude,
Jermaine,
you know who
said
Joel is?
Joel was Ned Stark.
No,
one likes Joel.
No, Joel is Stannis Baratheon.
Who is that?
He's
damn good.
He's
because Stannis was honorable.
Yeah.
And straightforward. Stannis is perfect.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
he's
one.
Stannis.
For Joel. Yeah. Okay. That's a pretty good one.
So what is Barry? Barry is...
Oh, no. This is going to go badly.
No, I kind of... See, I would like to put Theon on him before Theon got his...
He's the one without a penis?
Well, before that is what I'm talking about. Oh. He was fun before that.
I was going to say, were you peeking when we went to the restaurant?
You can't help but notice nothing, right? But
what was it, because I was sitting down? Is that what gave it away?
Yeah, usually. No, but see, after he becomes Reek, that doesn't work for you. So I like Tormund for me more than Tyrion.
Okay.
Who also has a thing for Brienne, and you know that I have a thing for weird women.
Yes.
So I'm going to go there. Charlie is kind of like the spider.
The spider.
Yeah, varies. Now, I'm putting a eunuch on him.
Okay, well, you've heard the pitch of his voice.
No. But, I mean, he's smart. He knows everything.
I hope he's not listening.
And he kind of behind. No, he's not listening. Don't worry.
He's going to get on a stool and beat me up. I'm sorry, Charlie. It's just jokes. I
hate to
you.
talk up to you, Barry.
Let me tell you one thing up there.
All right, so here's the rest of them. He's got Charlie is the original three-eyed raven, which, okay, I could see that. But I kind of like Barry's better. Jose is Podrick. Okay. Barry is the Red Viper.
Who is the Red Viper?
Dude, he was so badass.
But he was also a little...
Was
he the one that slept around, but he slept with everybody?
He was bisexual, yes.
Okay. Now, see, again. Again.
Okay, but listen.
Why? Shut up, Hodor. No one asked you. Why?
Hodor.
You're focusing on the wrong things.
No.
All he said is, like, God made all these wonderful things. Why can't we appreciate all of them?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had some hash.
Okay.
Maybe on some hash.
But forget all that. He was a badass fighter.
Okay.
He was cool. He was suave. He was debonair. And he monologued, and that's why he died.
Is that all me?
Yeah.
So you're saying that I can have all of that, but I have to occasionally cross the picket line, so to speak.
Well, you know what? Most of the time what he did was he had his did they call her? Concubine? Was she a concubine or a paramour?
His paramour.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that episode last night.
So I would like to have a concubine, actually. That'd be kind of cool. Or a paramour, either one. But so he's with her, and there happens to be other Rod in the room.
Oh, and so no. He's like, whatever?
He's milking the cows.
Oh, no. No, I'm not a farmer. I'm not a farmer.
I think that would.
You just want me to milk you, Fred.
No,
that's what
not
this
me.
Comes down to.
Not me.
I'm not.
No,
absolutely
my
not.
My character has nothing to do with that.
No, you weren't in the room?
No. My character was trying to get Brienne.
Okay. I don't like that I'm the only one that gets pigeonholed into that.
Well,
is it just because I'm like a germaphobe? Is that why?
Could be.
Okay.
But at least we've gone from full on to both, right?
Just part-time.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's a really cool character. He's my favorite character. I've been on record as saying that.
Does this mean I'm fired, too? Because he's dead now. He's out of the...
Yeah, that means you're off the show.
One bad intro, and now I'm out here with fired.
And you get your head crushed by the mountain.
Great.
That was...
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's not a good ending.
Yeah.
What is... by the way, so Joel was Ned Stark. Totally disagree with that.
I like Stannis for Joel.
I noticed that no one is Jon Snow.
None of us are handsome enough.
Who's our Jon Snow?
No one at this station is handsome enough to
I
be
I feel
Jon
like
Snow.
I am, but you guys have to pigeonhole me. You have
no.
to pigeonhole me into these characters that
I don't know what you do with pigeons. That's your business.
Jeez.
You're sitting here ripping this guy, and now you're talking about pigeonholes? Let's just go to break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Huh?
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. Come on out, watch some basketball. It's a terrific play. Great food, great scenic views, which we all, you know, appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so... just to kind of put a bow on this, you mentioned this, and a texter mentioned it as well. Glenn Davis is Jon Snow.
Yes.
He's handsome. He's courageous. He's honest. He's likable.
All of that.
He's pretty much.
The only other one I would say is, because I brought it up to Tyler, he said, well, but is he really going to lead us to the promised land? He absolutely has what it takes. So if
but he's a reluctant leader. It's perfect.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was going to say David Gow, because he's dreamy, too.
Yeah.
But I think if we're just sticking with on air, it has to be Glenn Davis.
Well, now, wait a minute. Host
the boss,
boss
of the
boss.
Boom. Tyler said that, not me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe we go with David Gow as
Jon Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where that leaves Glenn Davis, though.
Are there any other handsome people on Game of Thrones?
Jamie Lannister, but Jamie's kind of a...
I don't think Glenn...
But Jamie started off as kind of evil, and then he's evolved. Glenn's never been evil. Glenn does not have an evil bone
true.
In his body.
Plus, there's the whole brother-sister thing.
Yeah, I don't think Glenn... See, and now you guys have me freaked out because I've decided that the Holly...
I wouldn't blame him.
Glenn
is going to murder
me. Okay, yeah, he is going to murder you,
see,
but guess
Joel?
What? But see, that's why you kind of got me freaked out because I'm thinking the Holly clone really looks like Holly's daughter, which would make her my niece.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, now I'm kind of freaked out by the whole thing and no longer...
So you don't want to play this game anymore?
No, I don't. But don't. Well, did you have some NFL stuff you wanted to talk about? Please.
No, let's just keep going with your fantasies.
No, I feel like
we should break this down now.
No. I mean, I'm going to go back to fantasizing about hot alien chicks. That's it. Forget it.
The NFL came out. The competition committee is proposing some replay expansion for at least 1 year.
Speaking of David Gow.
Yeah, there he is right there.
Jon
Mr.
Snow
Dreamy,
just walked in.
Mr.
Yes.
Dreamy himself.
After we just said nice things about him.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you heard none of it, right? You were walking in.
Put the headphones on for a second, Mr. Gow.
Yeah.
While you're here.
I'm so sad. I was saying how handsome and wonderful you are, and you were here for none of that. You were in between the car and here. So
yeah. I know how this works.
I was just saying how great you are and all that.
How
tell him, Fred.
I guess you're up for a review really soon, aren't you?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. No, hoping for a little something.
Could be.
Hey,
yeah.
Could be.
I said nice things, too. My contract's up soon. So
yes, everybody's good.
Hey, Fred, one at a time, okay?
I'm not worried about you.
Exactly.
No, we were just apparently it's trying to figure out who at the station is what Game of Thrones characters, and I'm betting you're not really a big Game of Thrones guy.
Well, no, I started watching it at home, and then my daughter walked in, caught me. It was that orgy scene that happened early on. I think it was episode 2. She put her hands on her hips and she said, "Dad, what are you doing? What are you watching?"
That's uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable, and I haven't been able to go back.
Oh, okay.
So, but I do look forward. I will go into the corner of the house sometime, watch it on a laptop with headphones, where my wife, my daughter, no one will catch me, and then I'll catch up to the rest of you guys. But I get to be Jon Snow.
Yeah, that's who we decided.
I mean, I've watched enough to know that's a pretty good
thing,
sure. Right?
Well, yeah, he's courageous. He's handsome. And he's just a good person.
There'll be a raise for Fred as well, I think.
I was the one that said it, sir.
Suddenly it's all about Fred.
Oh, God. This is just typical, right?
Yes.
I mean, leave it to a Lannister to steal my thunder like that.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. How do you guys do any work here at Twin Peaks?
It's very distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh.
It was really distracting that one of the girls looks just like our friend Holly.
Oh, no. Well, that's pretty good looking.
One of us it was.
We've decided that it must be her daughter. So, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, so it was just a little weird. But, this is such a great place, great location, too, which not too far for you, right? This is.
No, in fact, this is just sort of my way home. I could have invited my wife to come over here and join me for a drink, but
why?
It just didn't. I don't know. It didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying?
So now, is this your spot? Like, I noticed when you walked in,
yes,
similar to Norm on Cheers.
Yes.
Several people yelled your name at Dave.
They all knew me here.
I was like, wow.
Yes.
He's been here before.
I know my way around. I hope you've invited some of the Twin Peaks women to join us at the Tastemakers event on Wednesday.
Hey, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because I will be there as soon as the show is over.
I will be there.
In fact, I'm
Laminack.
I'm in Austin.
Oh, you're missing a great night.
I know.
Extraordinary eats. All the best restaurants will be there. It's Tastemakers. It's at Silver Street. Go to culturemap.com and buy a ticket to the Tastemakers event next Wednesday. It's going to be fantastic.
It's only $60, and it's a great deal.
Not to be missed. If you're a foodie, if you're into food and experiencing new foods, and this is the place to do it, because if you were going to eat this much food and try this many things, it would cost a lot more than the $60. Right. I promise you that.
And all the finalists for Best Restaurant are there, and there's a great, great alcohol. Eric Sandler will be there holding court.
The one and only.
Tyler's a foodie and I don't want to say alcoholic. That's not the appropriate word.
He likes to drink, though.
I don't want to say
enthusiast.
Alky.
Enthusiast.
There you go. An alcoholic. No, an alcohol enthusiast.
An
there
alcohol go. Enthusiast. Good for you.
And so I said, this is like his Super Bowl. This is like his.
Right.
This is a big moment for him. So
I can't
if you fall into
that.
Either one or both of those categories, this is the place to be.
Yeah, even my wife's been bothering me for 2 weeks saying, when is Tastemakers? When is Tastemakers? Like her favorite event of the year.
Yeah, nice. So, great stuff.
And, of course, she can get there on time because, you know, I have a little show to do, so I won't get. And I you guys have to save me some food this year.
We'll save you a little food. That's right. There was a big run on the food last year.
Yeah.
Now we'll save you food. We'll be sure that your wife is taken care of in the hour when we're waiting on you.
Well, she'll have more fun with you guys than she does me anyway. But
no doubt.
But yeah, it's a great event. It's coming up Wednesday, so go get your tickets. Just go to culturemap.com. And, you know, you should always go to Culture Map. It's one of our favorite sites.
One of our favorite sites. All right, Jon Snow is going to go get a cocktail.
All right.
Go do it, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
David Gal in the house. Always a good time. All right, now we'll get to your NFL.
Actually, Courtney wanted to know of Wednesday goings-on fame. Courtney Bell wants to know which Game of Thrones character she would be.
Well, she's technically on air because she comes on with us.
She does. She's our marketing and promotions director. And she's on every Wednesday with you guys.
Yeah.
So we have to give her a character as well.
I you know what? I'm going to go with Marjorie.
Which one is Marjorie?
Marjorie was the hot one who got burned in the sept with everybody else. No, she was a cool. She was married to Renly, who couldn't perform because Renly was.
Yes.
And then she was married to Joffrey. And he died. And then she wound up married to Tommen, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So she got around a little bit. Not saying that Courtney gets around.
What?
But nothing ever happened with any of them because Rinley wasn't into it. Joffrey was too young, apparently. And then Tommen was definitely too young.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I'm going to go with Marjorie.
Okay.
Because she's not mean enough to be Cersei. And Daenerys, I'm not so sure I like. I always liked Marjorie. And I like Courtney, so she gets to be Marjorie.
Okay.
Congratulations.
There you go.
All right, now do your NFL thing, because we've been talking about this for 5 minutes and we haven't gotten to
trying
it.
To. Yeah, so the competition committee has expanded replay for 1 year. They're going to try it out. The new rule that they're proposing would expand automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays, turnovers negated by a foul, and any point after attempt following a touchdown. They're also saying roughing the passer and unnecessary contact against a player who's in a defensive or defenseless posture would also be on the table. That's a lot to expand it to. There are some teams that are saying, just let everything be reviewable. If you want to get it right, any play in the game, you only get the two challenges still,
right,
or the reviews.
Right.
But, I mean, they're basically worried about what happened to New Orleans, and rightfully so. So they're adding the, pass interference. And
the thing is, I'm okay with pass interference. The CFL's been doing that for, I think, 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's been very good. And it hasn't been one of those things where everybody always complains about, it's going to slow up the game, it's going to change this, it's going to change that. There have been some reviews that, just like regular reviews, depending on how you called it, you can't change it. It's like, it's close. Maybe it was interference, maybe it wasn't, but they didn't call interference, and there's not enough to overturn it. But then there have been some clear instances, like the one in New Orleans, where they've overturned it. And I find it not at all distracting. I find it very very effective. And, the CFL has tried a lot of things before the NFL, too, and the NFL's implemented them. So I just think interference I'm okay with.
Yeah, I don't – my thing is I just want it to be done right. I just want the call to be right. And, no, you can't slow the game down and review literally every single call and every single play.
No, but if you do have a limited amount of challenges.
But if you say two, and you know what? You can use it on whatever play occurs. If you want to challenge a pass interference or the lack of a pass interference call, I would be okay with that. If you want to challenge a hold on a big play, maybe a kickoff return for a touchdown and a hold got missed, I would be okay with that. I mean, why not? That's if it's wrong and it affects the outcome of the game, isn't that the point?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
They're also saying no more blindside blocks. That's going to be a new thing. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like blindside blocks. this is going to make me sound like a horrible person, but when I was young and we played on teams that were really, really good and we'd have running backs that would take off on 80-yard runs, my favorite thing to do, because I was a wide receiver and I'd be downfield, and then you'd have these big fat guys just chugging, chasing, no chance of catching them. I would just turn around and blast a little
peel off
crap
and catch one.
That's not the same thing, but yeah, it was a little dirty, but it was fun. I mean, hey, if you're going to chase a play, just get a block in.
You're on the field.
Yeah,
it's like boxing. Protect yourselves at all times.
I'd love to hit people. And
yeah,
that was fun.
Nothing felt better than when you did that, and it was such a clean hit that you didn't even feel it.
Almost
like when you hit a home run.
Yeah,
and they say you don't feel it. Same thing.
That's the thing. I didn't hit a lot of home runs. But the ones I did, you don't feel the baseball.
No.
You swing through it and you look up and you go, holy bleep, that thing's gone.
It is the same thing on a blindside block.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Hey, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and four lucky guests to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross at NRG Stadium on Saturday, March 30th. At 5:48, we'll take caller four to 713-780-3776. You'll win a four-pack of tickets to see all the action. Tickets are still available. For more information, head to Ticketmaster.com. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a brand new world. I got a brand new heart. And every day I get a brand new start.
All my friends, they good care of me. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz live here at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Come on out, hang out. We'll be here for another hour and 10 minutes. And UH game cranking up here in just a little bit. My only beef, it's not really a beef. I mean, it's really cool that they have TVs in the bathroom. But it was also really weird while I'm trying to go, and Daniel Gotera is on from Channel 11. His face is on there looking at me while I'm peeing.
Did it make you feel a certain kind of way?
It was uncomfortable.
Felt like he was maybe looking at you?
Nothing against Daniel, but it was just like, I don't really want to see your face there while I'm trying to urinate, sir.
Yeah, that's weird.
But no, it's a great place. Terrific food, fantastic location. Still some a couple of tables. Not a lot of tables, but there's some tables here.
Filling
up fast, man. And a great place, and I want to thank Twin Peaks for having us out here. Also want to take a minute to thank Barry Laminack for filling in.
Thank you. Thank you for the whiskey, by the way. I'm really looking forward to that.
I take care of the people who...
Tyler said it's really good. You don't even have to have any, like, mixers.
No, you don't.
That it's that smooth and that good.
Yeah, and it's the... I got you the Whitmire's Texas Peach from my friends at Whitmire's, and it's... You can drink it... I like to drink it over ice, you know, on the rocks a little bit. You cut it with a little bit of water if it's too strong for you, but I think you'll find that it's fine.
Because here's what I learned. Like, I whiskey is my... you know, choice of alcoholic beverages, but I drink it with, like, Diet Coke, because I don't drink Coke anymore, but I'll drink a whiskey and a diet. But I tried to sip whiskey. I didn't like it, like, because I drink a lot of Crown, and Crown's not a good
Crown's
sipping whiskey.
Crown's not a good sipping whiskey, no.
But I did get, like, a scotch, and that I really enjoyed.
Well,
I know there are good sipping whiskeys, so this is one of them.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. And if you don't, like I said, a little bit of water is all you need. And not much.
Do that.
Or just let the ice melt into it a little bit and let it sit for a minute. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's a really good whiskey. And just a thank you for filling in yesterday and today.
I appreciate that. You know, that's very kind of you.
Know, it's also been a lot of fun for me.
Good.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, they might have been a little before your time, but were you a big Motley Crue guy at all?
I was.
So
absolutely.
Was I. I actually saw them, I don't remember what year it was, but it was at what was then the Astro Arena.
Oh.
And it was Shout at the Devil tour.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. And then later on I saw them, and Vince couldn't sing anymore, so they sounded awful. But... I don't know if you're familiar. This Netflix has a 60-minute thing based on the book The Dirt about Motley Crue coming out. And there's a lot of stuff that comes out of it. My first thought is I don't know how interested I am in this, because I don't think you can tell Motley Crue's story in 60 minutes.
No, I don't feel like you could.
And haven't they already done that with that behind the music thing they used to do? That was... Now, every one of those was the same, right?
Right.
Band gets together, friends, make a bunch of money. All of a sudden, jealousy starts happening.
Money changes them.
Band splits up. Drummer loses an arm in an accident.
Every drummer. Yes. Boy, if I had a nickel for every one-armed drummer I saw.
Band gets back together for a reunion tour, right?
Yes. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Def Leppard did have a one-armed drummer. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I did.
Just making sure.
Yes.
But... I mean, when you think about Motley Crue, Vince Neil kills a guy and does like 2 days in jail for it. You know, Nikki Sixx almost dies from a heart attack. I don't know what the hell Tommy Lee's making sex tapes. I mean, I don't know how you can get all that in an hour.
Yeah, that's you feel like that it should have been a multi-part series that kind of focused on the band and then the individual issues that they had. But is that even the best of that era, Motley Crue? I liked them.
Oh, well, they were probably the ultimate party band.
I was okay. So was
because they sort of transcended their music because Tommy Lee and because Vince Neil was killing people.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you remember the Aerosmith song "Dude Looks Like a Lady"?
Yes.
He wrote that after hanging out with Vince Neil.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know.
See,
that's very interesting.
But
I get it.
One of the stories is one of Lee's girlfriends in the band's early days, nicknamed Bullwinkle by the other guys, had a raging temper. One time she threw a fire extinguisher through the band's apartment window when Lee locked her outside. That sounds like an ex of mine, actually.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't buy toilet paper in the early days to save money. Instead, they used socks, band flyers, or magazines.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, now the socks I can kind of understand. Because that's soft.
Yeah.
A band flyer?
Yeah. One time, Lee hooked up with a woman just to drive her Jaguar while Six and Neil watched them. They wants to douse a tree in their courtyard and set it on fire just for fun.
I could see that,
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Lee slept with a studio engineer to get some free time to record the band's first songs.
I feel like they used Lee and his endowment to get a lot.
Hey, man, if you got it,
if you got it, use it.
Whatever,
I guess.
Whatever. Mars had a habit of biting Lee's nipple. Mick Mars.
What?
He would bite Lee's nipple.
Did they give a reason, or was
it just a thing? I mean, they're just listing some of the things from the show.
Wow. All of that in 60 minutes.
Yeah, Neil once bought cocaine from a drag queen for $20 that turned out to be baby powder. When he couldn't get his cash back, he got into a big bar fight with the dealer.
Is that the one he killed?
No.
That would have been a reason, though.
Yeah. No, it was manslaughter for vehicular homicide, as I recall.
Oh, that's right.
Nikki Sixx tried to hook up with Tommy Lee's mom.
Oh.
The band recorded Too Fast for Love in 3 days, drunk the whole time. Six got into a fight with bikers. He even hit one guy in the face with a chain he was using as a belt. And they turned out to be undercover cops. He was hit 7 times with clubs, resulting in a black eye and a broken cheekbone. And that, of course, after he made bail, was inspired to write Knock 'Em Dead, Kid.
That's outstanding. That is a...
I am now watching this. After reading this, I am now watching this.
Yeah, but you gotta think. These are just, like... I mean, the list is pretty damn long.
Yeah, well, there's like 20... Well, no, there's...
How are they fitting all this into 60 minutes?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. I didn't realize... I knew, like, Motley Crue was wild. I didn't realize that wild. That's a lot.
Here's a fun
one. That would be exhausting.
While high, Six urinated on Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen's jacket.
What?
And then one more before we go to break here. On cocaine and mushrooms somewhere in Texas, sounds like a Barry comedy tour, Six and Lee hopped on a moving train, then freaked out and jumped off after it picked up speed.
That is outstanding.
I got to watch this, man.
That is outstanding. By the way, Tyler pulled it up, hour and 48 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's more like it.
So
I had read that it was an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in then. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, where we're going to be next Wednesday. Is that correct? We'll be at the one in Katy. And, guys, if you're in need of a mattress, and you probably are, you probably haven't thought about your mattress in years, well, it's time to get a new one. And the place to go is Texas Mattress Makers. And you know why? Because you're going to save 50% off of what you would pay in a store, in a retail store, because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. They make them with the highest quality, and I've seen what they do here. They put so much effort into these mattresses, and there's so much goes into them that I never knew until I started hanging around with Yuval and Lax and the gang over there. And what I learned is you want to sleep better, they're going to put you on a perfect mattress for you. That's what they do. They're wizards when it comes to putting you on the right mattress. And maybe it's the Amsterdam, which is used by the Sabercats players, or maybe it's the Athens, which is what I have upstairs, or the London, which is what I have downstairs when I get kicked out of upstairs. They're all great, and they've got so many more. They're going to find the perfect one for you. Visit them today. The new one is 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. We will be out there on Wednesday. Or at the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. I promise you, you're going to sleep better, you're going to save a bunch of money, and you're going to enjoy the experience. Go visit them today. Tell them you're a Blitzer. They love to take care of the Blitzers. It's the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5.
97.5.